listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk a little bit about the life of Abraham. And I'm going to read you from Genesis chapter 15, verse 8, where it says, "And he," that is Abraham, "and Abraham said, Lord God, how shall I know that I will inherit it?" Jesus spoke to us about a faith that could move mountains. That's in Matthew 21, 21. But we're all too familiar with the kind of doubt that creates mountains. Trusting God and His plan for our life is a constant challenge. And it's a challenge that's faced by everyone who has ever tried to chase away doubt. Sometimes doubt springs from unbelief, the sort of attitude that doubts if God will or can keep His word to us. Other times, doubt is a byproduct of a faith that's growing and maturing. This is the kind of doubt that recognizes that there's no weakness or wavering in God, but it knows that we are often weak in our ability to trust. Abraham had waited 10 years for the son that God had promised to him. Abraham couldn't forget the promise, and he wondered when God would keep his promise. Abraham was successful in business and every other enterprise, but he must have thought, "What good is all of this without the fulfillment of God's promise to me?" This was the ache of Abraham's heart, and it prompted his doubt-filled question to God. So Abraham did what we should all do with our doubts. He brought his doubts to God, and he let God speak to those doubts. We must understand that this was not a doubt which denied God's promise, but rather it was a doubt that desired God's promise. God is always willing to help that kind of doubt. So, what did God do to help Abraham? God, in effect, said this, "Abraham, do you want to know for certain? Then let's make a contract." Now, one way to make a contract in Abraham's day was to have both parties walk together through the carcasses of sacrificed animals while they repeated the terms of the contract. Now, that seems barbaric to us today, but to them, it represented at least two things. First, it showed that this was a blood covenant, and therefore it was a very serious agreement. Second, it was a dramatic warning. If one of the parties failed to live up to the contract, he could expect that all of his animals, and perhaps even himself, would end up cut in two, just like the animals that they walked through. God wants to help our doubts with a contract. But our contract is not Abraham's. It's the contract that Jesus called the new covenant in Matthew 26, 28. This covenant was also sealed by sacrifice. When we want to believe, but still seem to doubt, we don't have to think that God is angry and irritated with us. We can even ask God to prove himself for us, but when we ask for proof, God will speak to us the same way he did to Abraham. He will point us to a new covenant made with sacrifice that proves God's love and concern for us is real. So today, ask God to help you with your doubts, and remember how he has proven his love for you at Calvary.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.